I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. The true life story of Hopalong Cassidy is even more interesting than his fictional adventures. Author Clarence E. Mulford, who was born in Illinois and did most of his writing in Maine, created Hopalong as a rough-and-tumble cowboy in a 1904 novel. In the next 37 years, Mulford wrote 27 more Hopalong Cassidy novels, gradually changing the character from a crude cowboy to the character we know from television, radio, and the movies. Between 1935 and 1948, 66 Hopalong Cassidy movies were made, all starring William Boyd. In 1944, Boyd mortgaged everything he owned to borrow money to buy the rights to the character and the movies. He approached NBC, and in 1949, Hopalong Cassidy became the first Western television series. The weekly TV shows were edited-down versions of the old movies that William Boyd now owned. Everybody knows how Davy Crockett mania swept the country, but several years earlier, in 1950, Hopalong Cassidy mania hit the big time. How popular was Hopalong Cassidy? Well, he was on the cover of the three most popular news magazines, Look, Life, and Time. He was the first character to appear on a lunchbox, raising the sales of Aladdin lunchboxes from 50,000 in 1949 to 600,000 in 1950. In fact, more than 100 companies sold Hoppy merchandise in 1950. An amusement park called Hoppyland opened in California. A newspaper comic strip was created, a Hopalong Cassidy comic book, phonograph records, and a radio series. And Bill Boyd's borrowing gamble paid off, to the tune of an estate of about $70 million. From January 22, 1950, here's Hopalong Cassidy and the Mystery of Skull Mountain.
It's Hopalong Cassidy. With action and suspense, out of the Old West comes the most famous hero of them all, Hopalong Cassidy, starring William Boyd. The jingle of the silver spurs heralds that fabulous figure of the early West, Hopalong Cassidy. The same Hoppy you cheer in motion pictures with the same California you've laughed at 100 times in your local theater. These famous partners come riding into radio just as you've asked for them. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy and Andy Clyde as California. Our story tonight, The Mystery of Skull Valley. Today, Hoppy and his partner, California, are many miles from the Bar 20, riding along an old wagon road that winds through the lonely brush country. This is a land of superstition, of Indian legends. But as they ride, California shows little enthusiasm for Hoppy's current venture, which is to buy some prized Hereford bulls at a bankrupt ranch north of Skull Valley.
Doggone it, Hoppy. We could have stayed at the Bar 20 and bought towels without chasing all over creation.
But not at the price I'm going to pay out here.
There you go. Thinking about money.
Well, the rancher's got to improve his stock, California.
Just the same. Money's the root of all evil, as the feller said. It's for me. Just give me a horse and a bedroll. I'll be satisfied.
Speaking of money, what's there on the road?
Well, I'll be there.
Well, it looks like a coin.
$150 gold piece by the size of it.
Oh, you know they don't make $150 gold pieces.
Well, this ain't the darndest thing I've ever seen. Look at here. There's Spanish writing on it.
And a crown.
What's a crown doing on that coin, Hoppy? You don't reckon there's a king around here somewhere?
This king has been dead a long time, California. This is an old Spanish coin.
Yeah, well, what's it doing on the road?
Well, Spain used to own this part of the country in the old days.
They did, huh? Well, let's get a shovel and start digging. Whoop, whoop, for Rick Hoppy.
Slow down, California.
I'm going to have me a silver-mounted saddle, 2 dozen pairs of Cheyenne boots, silk shirts. I'm going to...
And I thought you didn't care anything about money.
Oh, that was a couple of minutes ago.
Just give me a horse and a bedroll.
Quit it, Hoppy. Doggone. There might be millions around here. I've heard of them Spanish traders.
Oh, that's probably somebody's good luck piece. You'll come back looking for it directly.
Hoppy, here's another one. Oh, Hey, two more, Hoppy. Quick, come here.
Well, don't bluster, blood vessel. I'm coming.
Oh, don't. It beat all, Hoppy.
Oh, it sure does, California. Look there.
Say, there. That's blood. And a lot of it. Probably carrying a bullet in him.
Hoofprints in the road.
Yeah, must be riding his horse. Ain't no other tracks.
And from the looks of them, they're fresh.
Reckon it's the same fella that lost these here coins?
Maybe.
He won't last long losing blood that way.
Well, let's go find him. He needs help and quick.
Back to Hopalong Cassidy. Hoppy and California have stumbled onto some old Spanish coins along a deserted road near Skull Valley. But blood spots in the dust and fresh hoof prints lead Hoppy to believe that whoever lost those coins has been badly wounded. Right at the moment, they are on his trail.
Look there, California. Tracks lead off into the brush.
And there's his horse. Probably fell out of the saddle.
Easy, Topper. Easy, boy.
No, I see him. Under that mesquite yonder. Looks like he's dead.
Well, he's either dead or passed out.
Poor fella. Reckon he's a goner, Hoppy?
Give me a hand, Will. Turn him over.
Yeah.
Easy now.
There. Well, he's still breathing.
No telling how bad that wound is. Somebody got him in the back, high on the shoulder.
Look, Hoppy. More of them coins in his shirt pocket.
And the pocket's torn. No wonder he was losing his money.
Well, do you figure he got them coins?
That's what I aim to find out. Find this rock, California, quick!
Oh, that lesson like to burn my whiskers. Dog, call it. Why is anybody shooting the dust?
I don't know, California. This brush wasn't so thick, I...
Quick, I'll line my sights on that buzzard doll.
There they are on that ridge yonder.
Two of them.
Maybe this'll give them something to think about.
Get him, Hoppy?
No, they duck behind those rocks.
Well, you scared them off anyhow. Look at them ride. See, I'm gonna...
Hold your fire, California. You'll only waste bullets. They're out of six-gun range for this time.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Think they was the ones maybe that shot this poor fella?
Wouldn't be at all surprised, California.
One of them had a red beard.
I'll remember that. Now we got to get this fella to a doctor. Rincon is just up the line a ways. Then we'll go looking for Mr. Redbeard. You think he'll pull through, Doc?
Barring complications. First, I'll have to get that bullet out of him.
You happen to know him?
His name is Melendez, a sheep herder. Works for Sam Carradine.
Sam Carradine, huh? Has he got a red beard by any chance?
Hardly. Carradine has black hair. Why?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, looks as if he's coming around.
Now, well, maybe we'll find out what this is all about.
Vos de la muerte. Vos de la muerte.
Listen, old-timer. We're your friends. Who shot you?
Vos de la muerte. Vos de la muerte.
The poor fella died.
No, he just lost consciousness again.
Vos de la muerte.
Means voice of the dead in Mexican.
Yeah, I know. Doc, why would Melendez talk about a voice of the dead when I ask him who shot him?
Well, it's just a superstition. There's a legend that an old Spaniard, Don Pablo, was buried in a mine cave in years ago. The Mexicans claim they can hear him wail on a stormy night.
An old Spaniard named Don Pablo.
Maybe he's the one that owned them coins. Why, it's California.
Did you say something about coins?
Yeah. You ever see any coins like these before?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Mind telling me where?
Just a moment. Who are you, anyway?
My name's Cassidy.
Cassidy? Not Hopalong Cassidy, the bar 20.
That's him, all right.
Well, I've certainly heard a lot about you, Cassidy. Sure, I'll tell you where I saw one of those coins. Tom Travers had one last week.
And who is Travers, Doc?
An archaeologist. He came here with his sister about 3 weeks ago to put her around the Indian ruins.
Where can I see him?
Travers has been missing for several days.
Maybe he found one of them Spanish treasures.
Quiet, California. What? Any idea where Travers could be, Doc?
Well, this is wild country, Cassidy. Hard to tell. I've tried to comfort his sister, but...
His sister? I'd like to have a talk with her. Where can I find her?
She and her brother are staying at the Carradine Hotel.
Carradine again?
He just bought the place. Made his money in sheep.
I reckon I'll see what she has to say. I'll drop back to hear Melendez tell his story. Come on, California.
Yeah, sure.
Take good care of Melendez, Doc. Somebody might want to silence him permanently.
Hoppy.
Yeah?
How come you didn't tell the doc that Melendez had them coins?
He didn't ask me.
No.
Scout around town to see what you can find out about the Redbeard. I'll see the girl.
Doggone it, Hoppy. You have all the fun.
I sure do, don't I, California?
You wanted to see me?
Yes, Miss Travers.
The clerk said somebody wanted to see me on the porch and...
Won't you sit down, please, Miss Travers?
Thank you. Is it something about my brother?
Yes, it is.
You found him?
No, but I may have a line on him. Your brother had an old Spanish coin last week, like this.
How did you know?
Doc told me.
The doctor? Oh, I guess Tom did confide in him to a certain extent. But where did you get this?
Well, she's heard her name, Melendez. My partner and I found him with a bullet in his back.
He's dead?
No.
Then he can talk. He must have gotten those from Tom. Maybe he killed him and stole...
No, I don't think so.
Then what do you think, Mr.
Cassidy. Hopalong Cassidy.
Hopalong Cassidy. That name is very familiar.
I run the Bar 20 Ranch south of here.
And you want to help me find my brother?
That's right, Miss Travers.
But I don't quite understand what interest you should have.
Well, let's just say I like people, especially people in trouble. Now, if you'll tell me what happened the last time you saw your brother.
Well, it was 4 days ago. We were right here on this porch.
I've really stumbled onto something this time, Linda.
But, Tom, it's probably just an old coin that somebody dropped.
Oh, I don't think so. And I'm going back to find more.
Take someone with you. Don't go alone.
No, this is something I have to keep to myself.
But you showed this coin around town.
Only to the doctor. And I trust him. He's interested in archaeology, too.
Oh, Tom, when are you ever going to stop roaming around the country looking for old relics? Why don't you marry some nice girl and settle down?
And the same goes for you, Linda.
You want me to marry some nice girl?
Oh, you know what I mean. Hey, how about Sam Carradine?
Be serious, Tom.
Now, when I come back, I'll have more money than we can ever spend in a lifetime.
Please tell me where you're going.
Well, here comes Carradine now. Don't let on what I told you.
Morning, Tom. Morning, Linda.
Good morning,
Carradine.
Well, see, you're all set to ride again, Tom. Going after more of them Indian relics?
Yes, just thought I'd putter around some more.
Well, in case you don't get back before Saturday, I was wondering if I had your permission.
Permission for what?
To ask Miss Linda to accompany me to the school dance.
Why, I think it'd be a good idea. Hey, we'll all go, because I'll be back tomorrow night at the latest.
All he would tell me, Mr. Cassidy.
Maybe Sam Carradine could add a little to that. Is he around?
I saw him ride out of town a while ago. He said he was going to his sheep ranch at Salt Creek.
Thanks, Linda. And don't you worry. We'll find your brother.
I hope you find him alive.
Well, like I said, Cassidy, Tom Travers is loco.
That's the way I got him figured, Hoppy.
Quiet, California. Carradine, just what makes you think Tom Travers is crazy?
Why, any fella that'll go around with a shovel and dig up engine arrows and pottery and such junk has to be loco.
Well, he seems to enjoy doing it.
Well, every man to his own taste, I reckon. And him with such a pretty sister.
Any idea what could have happened to him?
Engines, maybe. They don't like fellas prowling around their mountains.
Yeah, maybe he fell off on his horse and busted his full neck. That's rough country for a tenderfoot to be riding in.
Carradine, have you tried to find him?
Sure. I've had my men out twice combing these mountains. But it's mostly lava rock. You know a horse don't leave tracks on that stuff.
A hoppy could trail ant tracks across the eggshell.
That's enough, California.
Ain't no man can track a horse across lava.
Well, let's forget about Travers for a minute, Carradine. Did you ever see a red-bearded fellow in these parts, about your size?
Red-beard? Why, No, don't reckon I have.
See, Hoppy, just like they said in town, ain't nobody ever seen this critter.
Probably a drifter. Well, why you ask about him?
He and his partner bushwhacked one of your sheep herders.
Hmm? One of mine.
Who? Fellow named Melendez.
Melendez? Is he dead?
He's at the docks, but he'll pull through.
Has he talked any?
No, not yet.
Oh, I see. And this red-bearded gent tried to kill him.
Yeah, he was set to finish the job when California and I rode up.
Hoppy, look yonder.
Where?
Down there by the sheep pen.
Well, that's him.
What's the matter, Cassidy?
It's our friend with a red beard.
I spotted a copy. He's trying to get away.
Come on, let's go after him, California.
There's one feller I sure want to palaver with.
I'll bring him down.
We can get him, Charadine. Put that rifle down.
There, that fixed him, Cassidy. He won't go around shooting anybody else.
Doggone it.
Sheridan,
you hadn't ought to use that
rifle. Well, looks like I got him dead center.
Yeah, and that looks like the end of Redbeard.
Yeah, too bad. I only meant to wing him. Probably just a grub line rider looking for a handout.
But he hadn't
ought to try to run away.
But, Hoppy, that doggone...
Come on, California.
Yeah, but... Just the same night.
We'll see you in town, Carradine.
Yeah. As soon as I bury this hombre, I'll be in.
Carradine killed that fella deliberate.
I know that.
Then why didn't you do something about it?
We'll give Carradine enough rope and maybe he'll build himself a hang noose.
Hoppy and California seemed on the verge of getting their first break in the mystery of the Spanish coins and the disappearance of Tom Travers. The red-bearded man who had shot at them earlier in the day rode into Sam Carradine's sheep camp, but before the partners could overtake him, Carradine shot him dead. We now find Carradine in his cabin questioning one of his men.
You wanted to see me, Carradine?
I sure do.
I'd have been out to your shack sooner, boss, but my horse threw a shoe.
Is that all?
Yeah. Hey, where's Red?
Where you be if you don't talk? Now, what about Melendez?
Well, he come along with his sheep, see?
Never mind the details. What happened?
Well, me and Red was keeping an eye on Travers, like you said.
Go on.
We went up on the ridge looking for a deer we seen.
Is that keeping an eye on Travers?
I just figured on some fresh meat for tonight, boy. But while we was up there, we seen Melendez come by. I watched him through the glasses and seen him pick up some of them gold coins.
How'd he find those?
Doggone if I know, Carradine. He stuck them in his shirt pocket and they lit out of there like the devil was after him with a scalping knife.
Why didn't you stop him, you fool?
No, Red did try a long shot with a rifle and winged him, but... By the time we got down off the ridge, he was gone. We tracked him, was about to finish the job when two hombres...
Cassidy and his partner.
Cassidy? You mean one of them fellas was Hopalong Cassidy?
Yeah, as if I haven't got troubles enough.
Don't you worry, Carradine. The scene still begins. He just come back from the docs office. Melendez is in bad shape, he says. Ain't been able to talk yet.
Yeah, and he ain't going to. Now, here's what we do. Tonight's a school dance. While I'm waltzing Linda Travers, I want you to... Well, how about dancing this one, Linda?
We danced every one, Mr. Carradine.
Oh, now, can't you get used to calling me Sam?
But I don't know you that well, Mr. Carradine.
Well, you don't know that Cassidy fella either, but you call him Hoppy.
Well, Patty's
like... Speaking of the devil, here he comes now.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, Hoppy.
Howdy, Carradine.
Howdy.
I have Pop to play a waltz next time. How about it?
I'd love to, Hoppy.
Well, here's my waltz. Mind stepping aside?
No, I don't mind stepping aside.
Carradine looks angry.
Not half as mad as he's going to be. The trap's all set.
Then you do think Carradine is behind this?
By keeping my eye on him, I'll soon know.
I felt he was evasive about Tom's disappearance.
I have an idea you had the right feeling, Linda.
Oh, I wish Tom had never found those old Spanish coins.
But they may lead to a fortune. A man like Carradine would kill for a lot less.
I'm so worried. Bobby! Oh, those shots!
Sounded like shots! Hey, what happened, Cassidy?
Those shots came from the docks office, Carradine. Come on.
Why would anyone be shooting at docks?
To keep someone from talking, maybe.
Melendez, he's in there.
Exactly, Linda. And let's hope he's still alive.
Oh.
What happened, California?
Well, I waited in the doc's office, like you said. Two fellas sneaked in. I was standing there in the dark.
Who were they? Did you see them?
No, not till I saw them leaning over them rolled-up blankets in the bed that they thought was Melendez. There they was, pouring lead into
You
them.
Mean Melendez wasn't in the bed?
No, Carradine.
Thank heaven.
He's in another part of the house.
But why would anyone want to hurt an old man like that?
Maybe he knew something someone didn't want repeated.
I'm sure sorry, Hoppy, about the way I ruined things.
How'd they get away?
Well, just as I was going to corner him, I tripped over this here darn box.
I'm glad they didn't do more than bend a gun barrel over your head.
Doggone me, anyhow. We could have got them fellas and made them talk, and then...
Well, forget it.
What do you do now, Hoppy?
We'll make other plans, and they'll start with Carradine.
Carradine?
He's gone.
I figured he would be.
Hoppy.
What's up, Doc?
I was going to send for you just before the shooting. Melendez talked a little.
What did he say?
Oh, he kept muttering about the Voce di Muerte, Voice of the Dead.
What else?
Something about Valley of the Skull.
Where's that?
It's north of here, full of old mines that have petered out. They were first worked by the Spaniards.
Wait a minute.
What is it, California?
When them two gunmen come into this room, I heard them say something about the Silver Queen mine.
And the Silver Queen is in Skull Valley.
That's where we're going, California.
Please be careful, Hoppy.
Don't worry about me. Doc, tell me how to reach this mine and we'll be on our way.
Good thing the moon dropped, Hoppy. We'd never have found this here mine.
Yeah. We better go the rest of the way on foot.
You reckon Carradine's here yet?
You can't tell.
Maybe we ought to wait till daylight.
But if Travers is alive, we got to get him now.
You hear that, Hoppy?
What? Somebody yelling for help.
Sounds like an animal to me, Hoppy. Let's go back to town and come some other time.
I'll bet one of those Spanish coins against the nickel is Tom Travers.
Coming from that there mine entrance.
That's probably what Melendez heard.
You mean this is that Voz de la Muerte business?
Sure. Here's the mine. Come on.
I sure followed you a lot of places, Hoppy, but this here's the worst.
Wait, I'll strike a match.
Oh, look at them timbers, Hoppy. If a fella breathes on them, the whole tunnel is caving.
Then hold your breath, California.
They rust. Almost clear, too.
Travers! Tom Travers!
Is that you, Carradine?
We're friends. We've come to get you.
Oh, thank God. Listen, I'm about 100 feet in the tunnel. In a shaft. Be careful.
We're coming.
I sure don't like this, Hoppy.
I don't suppose Travers likes it much either.
Huh? I walked into something.
A timber. Look out.
Oh! I thought we were done.
Showing is almost gone in here. You all right, Travers?
Yes. But hurry. You're almost here. Be careful.
Careful now in this tunnel, California.
Yeah,
I'm feeling my way. Careful,
right?
I'm just ahead. Down this shaft, on the ledge, about 10 feet down. And a sheer drop from here on.
Hold it right here, California.
It'll line another
man.
That's better.
I thought I could see you now. We can see you, Travers. We'll have you out in no time.
Careful, the sides don't change.
I'll watch that. Now, California, I'm laying down on the edge here. You hold my feet. I think I can reach you.
No way, Hoppy. Wait. If that bank slips...
We'll have to take that chance. Now, sit on my feet, California.
I got it. If you go, I go with you, Hoppy.
Now, Travers, can you reach up till you touch my hand?
I'll try. Yes. Yes, I can just reach.
That's good. Now, let me grip your wrist and come up easy-like. And don't kick the side of that wall.
I'm ready, Hoppy.
Easy now. Up. Up.
I'm making it. Steady now.
A little more. There. You're up.
Oh, thank heavens for you. Carradine left me here to rot because I wouldn't tell him where the coins were.
Good thing you didn't.
I couldn't tell him. I only found a few old coins in a wine cask, probably left by some Spaniard who worked the claim.
You think you can walk?
I'll try. I haven't had any food or water.
That Carradine ought to get a taste of the same medicine.
He'll get worse.
You came in the long way through that tunnel, same as I did, before I discovered this side tunnel.
He's right, Hoppy. Brush has grown over it, but I can see moonlight.
Well, then let's get out before we have visitors.
You already got visitors, Cassidy, but you ain't going to enjoy their company.
Carradine.
Right. I followed you in here. Now we had you cornered in the dark, Cassidy. Trying to get out of this.
What do you intend to do, Carradine?
I'm no fool, Cassidy. You ain't keeping me talking till help comes. I'm too smart for you.
Get you up that side tunnel with Travers, California.
But listen,
I ain't budging with you left behind, Hoppy.
Do as I ask, Hoppy. All right, go on, fast.
I ain't hear you whispering, Cassidy, and it won't get you nothing. There's three of us against you.
Yeah, I know, but you can't shoot, Carradine. These old rotten timbers will cave in, and a vibration of a shot will do it.
And I'll take that chance. I got it. You saw me kill Red.
The whole mountain will be in on you, Carradine. All clear, California?
It's clear, Hoppy, hurry!
Oh, no, you don't, Cassidy. Let him have it, Buck. He's right, boss. The shore is pretty rough. He's getting away. Shoot, you fool!
Back to our story.
You're all right, Hoppy?
Yeah, I'm all right. But I'm afraid Carradine and his men wish they'd taken my advice.
It was Carradine who did the shooting.
Yeah, and he won't ever worry about Spanish gold anymore.
Oh, but for you, I'd have been buried along with him.
Hoppy, I don't even feel sorry for that Carradine. Greed like he had ain't good for a man.
How you talk, California. Well, when you found those coins, you were going to buy a silver saddle, Cheyenne boots.
You know darn well you wouldn't have had no use for me lolling in front of a barber shop with nothing but money.
Then you've changed your mind about being rich.
Oh, I sure have. But like I said before, I found them coins. Just give me a bedroll and a good horse.
Is that all?
And a dollar every Saturday night for tobacco.
Goodbye from Hopalong, Cassidy, and California. Another job is done, and they're heading back to the Bar 20. But they'll be riding out again soon, and they'd be mighty pleased if you'd join them for another story of action and excitement. Hopalong, Cassidy, starring William Boyd, is transcribed and produced in the West by Walter White, Jr. The Mystery of Skull Valley was written by Dean Owen and Howard Swartz. All stories are based upon the characters created by Clarence E. Mulford. This is a Commodore production.
From January 22, 1950, Hopalong Cassidy and the Mystery of Skull Mountain. If there are old-time radio shows you remember and would like to hear again, or if you just want to talk about the old radio shows, drop me a line at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info, I-N-F-O. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.